We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuftes Vav Amud Aleph, and Daf Kuftes Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah, Kuftes Vav Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Say the Nachlas Kachu. This is the order of the Nachlas. We know it pretty well by now. And the say is like this. Ish ki yomus uven in loy, ve'avartim es nachlos labitoy. A person dies, he has no sons, it goes to his daughter. And what does that mean? It means ben koidim labas. The son is before the bas. Now, kol yoytze reicha shel ben koidim labas. That means, if Reuven leaves over a son, Chanoich, and a daughter, so if Chanoich has children, and Chanoich dies, his daughter does not get it. Because kol yoytze reicha shel ben koidim labas, or before the bas. Now, next line is the bas. Bas koidim es la'achim. And the bas comes before the brothers. It comes before the father also. Bas kedemes la'achim. Yoytzi reicha shel bas. The children of the bas kedem la'achim. Again, because the children of the person, of a makom, that person, and they go before the next level. Achim kedem la'achia. Brothers of Reuven who died go before Yaakov's brothers. Achim kedem la'achia. Yoytzi reicha shel achim kedem la'achia. Again, yoytzi reicha of achim kedem la'achia. And the Mishnah goes with the rules. That klal. Call a koidim benachla, anyone who has kadima, when it comes to inheritance, yoytze yerecha koidim. His offspring is first as well. If he leaves an offspring, they take his place. Va'av koidim cho yoytze yerecha. A father comes before all his children. That means, if the mace has children, good. He's a father himself. But if the mace leaves no children, then the father always goes first, no matter what. The father always goes first. It's pashut. The father goes before the mace for any of his children. His children are the mace's brothers, or the mace's brother's kids. Those are all his offspring. He goes before them, and Pasha goes before his own brothers. So if the Av is alive, he goes, Koidim l'chol, yoytzerecha, any of his offspring, he would go first.
We said it
in the Gemara, not in the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah. Anything that's Mishnah was only mentioned in the Gemara, so we know we're a big Talmid Chacham. If you learn Mishnah, you would not notice until you saw this Mishnah. The first Mishnah just gave us some Anchil v'Leichlin, here he gives us all the rules. Zot Gemara, Tanavan, how do we know? We also know this very well. We never saw the drasha. Well, who told you that if the ben's not alive, it goes to the bas? That if the ben ain't alive, it goes to the bas. Who said that the children of the ben are a makkah in him? Who said that? So it's a drasha. Tanavan, the pasuk says, we'll see, ben, first of all, the price is like this. Ben, ain't liyala ben. If ben a ben, or a bas a ben, if a son of the son, which means a grandson of the mace, or a granddaughter of the mace, or ben bas haben, a great grandson of the mace. And really what it says, ben bas haben is, the Rashbam says, because it just sounds better. Ben, doesn't sound good. So that's right. Ben bas haben, so menayim, tamaloy mar ein loy. It says, uven ein loy, so then it goes to the bita. Now, what's the drasha of ein loy? So Rashbam explains, ein, the word ein, doesn't really need a yud. We find me'ein bilam, that it says in the pasuk that Bilam didn't want to go with them, and the lashon is me'ein Bilam to go with you. I don't have to bring the pasuk yet. I'm not telling the exact lashon of the pasuk. It says me'ein Bilam lahalachimanu or something like that. I don't have a chumash in front of me. So, but it says they were out of yud that lashon me'ein says we're out of yud. You don't need a yud for ein. Here it says a yud teaches us ayin olam. There's nothing here whatsoever. There's nothing. There's no one here whatsoever. That's the lashon ayin olam. There's no offspring whatsoever. Bas ain't liyala bito elabas. Bas abas. Uben abas. Ubas ben abas. A great grand a daughter of the mace, which comes through the bas. Menayin, that she still goes before her father, before the father of the mace. Tamla ain't loy ayin alav. It says, ain't loy bas, misadz nachas la'achiv, and really, you know, a father comes before that, but it says, ain't loy bas, misadz nachas la'achiv, again, says, ain't what yod, teach us ayin alav. And this is the drasha that the offspring goes, but makoim, the person who's supposed to be Yerush. So when you say Ben is first, it means Ben and all his offspring. If there's nothing there, you go to the Bas. Bas and all his offspring. If nothing there, you go to the Av. And then you go to the Ach. Okay, it's a topic of Tesla on base. Okay, it's that. Nachlo mishmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmash Shabbos. That means you keep on checking for relatives. And they go up till Reuven. If you're from Shevet Reuven, this is talking about 100 daras after Reuven. You'll go all the way up there. It means you first go, if any children. No children, you go to the father. No father, you go to the Mason's brothers. There's no brothers, you go to the father's brothers. There's no father's brothers, You go really, the truth is, before you go to the father's brothers, you go to the grandfather, really. That's the Rashbam explains. Really, let's say you have Chanoich, Ruvein, and Yaakov. Chanoich dies. Chanoich dies. So he doesn't have children. You go to Ruvein. You go to Ruvein. Ruvein's not alive. You don't go to the brothers of Ruvein. You first go to the brothers of Chanoich, whatever. And here's any brothers. So now where do you go? To Achei Aviv? That's what it says in the pasuk. But really, you don't do that. You really go to Ruvein's father. You go to Yaakov. Yaakov goes before Achei Aviv, because Yaakov is the father of those. So Yaakov would go before Reuven's brothers. That's what it would be. But you go up like that, you go up to Yaakov. No, there's no Yaakov. You go to Reuven's brothers. No Reuven's brothers. You go to Yaakov's father. And you go up, 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 and until here's the Shevet Reuven, which took 100 years later. People, you go up to Reuven. That's what it says. So Fredi Marakasha, why don't you go up to Yaakov? Or maybe go up to Yitzchak? I don't know, go up to Avram. That's what we cut off there. It's Reuven. Why Dafka Reuven? That's my first question.
Brothers weren't so...
What?
The next generation's brothers weren't so kosher.
Well, after that, that's what I'm saying. Lema ad Yaakov, say to Yaakov.
Yaakov's brother was
Yaakov, it should say, you check away the Yaakov. Amabaya, gemiri lekala shifta. We have a Kabbalah that the impossible Shevet ever be. The only way you go into Yaakov, there's no Shevet Reuven left. But as long as Shevet Reuven we left, so then you'll be going there. So... We have a gemiri that Reuven will still be alive, so it'll have to be from Shevet Reuven. So that's why I said. That's why I said Reuven. Amar Avun Amar Rav, Kol Oimer. Anyone who says a psak din like this, the Rishon has another pshat that means like Avi Tzava Shchivi Rabbi Ashlag Zerah. So it means like this: who anyone who says a psak that Tirish Bas in Bas Aben Afilu Nasi Shivishol in Shem Eloi Shena Lamaisa Stukim. Even if a Nasi comes with a psak and tells you that a bas is yerish in bas aben, you don't list him. What does it mean? It means a case where we have a very simple case. We have Reuven dies, and he had a child, Chanoich, and he had a daughter. Chanoich was not alive anymore, but Chanoich had a daughter. Chanoich had a daughter, a girl. And he also, Reuven had Chanoich had a sister, right? So Reuven's the one who dies. Chanoich had a sister. Let's give the sister the name of Shprinza, okay? There's Shprinza and Chanoich, two daughters of Reuven. Reuven dies. Keep a daughter? Okay, daughter. Reuven dies. He has a daughter and Chanoich. Chanoich has a daughter also. So who gets the Yerusha? Chanoich's daughter or Reuven's daughter? Reuven's daughter is much closer. Who gets the Yerusha? Chanoich's daughter. What?
The niece before the aunt.
So anyone says that they're equal, because they're both daughters here, it's Tzedukim, as I said. Now we'll see what the Tzedukim tzad was. They had a good tzad, but I shouldn't say they didn't have a good tzad, but they thought they had a good tzad. And let's see what happened. So in El Maisa Tzedukim, the time of the Braisa. This Braisa is in Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus had different days where you're not allowed to fast. It could be not allowed to fast before or after. It's like a Yomtiv. Now one of the Yomtivim were, we lost a lot of Yomtivim. One of the Yomtivim are, but Abra of Esrim of Tevis, 24th day of Tevis, some say it's Av, 24th day of Tevis is a Yontiv. Why? Because Tivne LeDinana. That day, we returned a halacha to its place. Shehoyu Tzedukim Oimrim. Tzedukim was saying, Tirish Abbas and Bas Aben. That they held that the Bas, this daughter of Reuven, was Yerush together with Chanoich's daughter. So Nitvel Ahem, Rabbi Yechim Azaka. Rabbi Yechim Azaka went over to the Tzedukim. Omel Ahem Shaitim. Menayin Zelechem. Like, how do you know such a halacha? No one can answer anything. Besides someone who came and he was ready to fight, and he said, I'll tell you what our cheshbon is. Pashto cheshbon. She's a bas. She's only a daughter. But she's coming through her father, Chanoich. She doesn't have a direct, she's not a direct relationship to Reuven. Reuven's a grandfather, and she still yearns her grandfather through her father. So, Bita Abba Mekoich LeKolshkein, a daughter that comes to Reuven himself, shouldn't be just as good. LeKolshkein. So that was the Taina of the Tzedukim. They were saying the daughter is much closer. This is a granddaughter. This is a daughter much closer. That was the Taina. So he first answered this. Karl of his Mikrazah. So Rabbi Yechim Zaka first told him this pasuk. The pasuk says, Eila b'nei Seir. Hachayri, this pasuk, the pasuk in Parashas Vayishlach, says, Eila b'nei Seir, Hachayri, Yosh ve'aretz, who are the children of Seir? Loiton, v'shoival, v'tzivoin, v'ana. So it says, Tzivoin and Ana are brothers, the children of Seir. V'chsev is another pasuk. It says, Eile b'nei tzivoin v'aya v'ano. It says, who are the children of tzivoin? Aya and Ana. What do you mean? I just said Ana is Tzivon's brother. How could Tzivon be Ana? How could Tzivon Ana be Tzivon's son? Ana is Tzivon's brother. So what's going on? It's a stira. Ela malami. That what happened? Shabbat Tzivon e'imai. Tzivon was mezana with his mother. V'hoiled Ana. So really, Ana was really a grandchild of Seir. He was a child of Tzivon, and still
of
Seir. A grandchild of
Seir's wife, not of Seir.
What?
The grandchild of Seir's wife.
No, his grandchild of Seir. No, he's a daughter of he's a son of the. He's a grandchild of Seir. And what does the pasuk call him? B'nei Seir. Why? Zok the Rashbam. Why? Because he gets the Yerusha. So what do you see? You see over here that the grandchild got the Yerusha. You see the grandchild got the Yerusha from the grandfather. You see, together with the brothers, with Leiton Shavu of Tzivonana, he got the Yerusha. So you see that it's considered a grandchild is considered a son. That was the raya. Interesting raya. It says, "Miu mechsil yoishvi arash shaminim hachas v'olam zavan rashbam the bnei banim reim kabanim lenachla." So that was his raya. You have to know how's a raya back. You have to know how this is a raya. It's not really a raya. We'll see. We'll have to cash on that.
How did Tzivon be Yerush equally?
What?
Going to this?
Yeah.
How would Tzivon on a?
They right. They weren't really right. So it could be the Tzivon wasn't alive anymore, and Tzivon was technically right. He was technically Yerush, but he would be Yerush if his father was alive, because it's going through his father, obviously. But it's enough. It teaches this halacha. That's why it calls him a bnei seir, that he would be Yerush if he was makot Yerush. He'd be Yerush. So they were saying here also the basa ben is considered like the same level as actual that generation. So Mara just takes a little break and says the whole drasha I'm not sure about. V'dilma trei anahava. Maybe it's two different anas. There's one ana, the brother of Tzivon, and the Tzivon had a child ana. A lot of times you have the same name as your uncle. What's the big deal? So Mara says, Amar Rabba, I'm going to tell you the teretz. Amina Milsad loy Amar Shvar Malka. I'll tell you a teretz that not even the Shvar Malka said it. Who's the Shvar Malka? Who do you give his shame as a melech? Mani Shmuel. That's Shmuel, because we always pass like Shmuel. By Dina Mamanus, you pass like Shmuel. So therefore we call him Shvar Malka. And Shvar Malka really is the name of Melech Paras. But we give him the name Shvar Malka because he's the king. He's the king. He always passed like him. Igadam Rav Papa, Amin Moshe Lo Amr Shvar Malka. And who is that? Rav Papa said to the Tarek, I'll tell you something that even Shvar Malka didn't say. Umanu Rabba. Rabba is Shvar Malka. Why is Rabba Shvar Malka? Because we learned in yesterday's blot that Rabba and Reisva always passed like Rabba. Besides the three places. So that's what Rabba is considered the king. So what's the drasha? How do we know it's not two anas? Amakra. Who ana? The pasuk says, Hu ana shemotza siyem v'amid. What's hu ana? He's the ana. Teach us who ana the mikara. He's the same ana as before. It's all one. So akapanim. So that was his right. So afraid. So the guy asked back. The stooky asked back. Only Rabbi v'kach at the patrani. You answer me with this. I made it to you that Ben HaBen is Yerush Ziknai. I only said a bas. He says. By the way, I was very. Our din is very specific. A Ben HaBen. If Chanoich has a son, I agree. The Ben HaBen. Of Chanoich goes before the Chanoich's sister, the daughter of Reuven. I agreed to that. I just said a Bas HaBen can't be better than the Bas. Look at a Bas. How could that Bas be better than that Bas? That Bas is closer. That's what I meant. So don't ask them, tell me, from Ono, you're showing me Bnei Barom. Oh, I agree to you. I agree. Ono, that's a son. Who said a Bas? Amaloi. Shaita. What?
Huh?
This is the Pasuk. No, Rabbi Yechem Zaki said, answer the Pasuk. The Zaken said a Kavachayim.
Right.
Yechav Zaki answered with the pasuk. He answered with the pasuk. That Bnei Magamonim. The Yechav is trying to say that the Bas HaBen goes first. And we're right because Grant thinks. So he says, "What do you mean? That's a Bas. I'm talking about Bas. You bring a Raya from a Ben. Ono is a Ben HaBen. Ono is Ben HaBen of Seir. So it's not a Raya. So Pekachat the Petreni, Amaloi. So he answered him, Shoita. You think our Torah is not as perfect as your Torah? I try to push away first. But now you make it fun already, I'll show you. Your whole Kavach Haimer is Pashat Dvarim B'Talim. Why? Because I have a Moedig Apircha. Malabas Panoi, Shekin Yofa Kaicha Makam Achim. Taimer Vitoi, Shahiri Kaicha Makam Achim. And we're going to stop here. I'm going to explain this. V'notchum, and he won. V'oisa Yemas Yantim. Now, what does this mean? What does the Apircha mean? Pashat. A bas benoy, if Reuven dies and Chanoich is not alive, And let's say Reuven had other sons. Had other sons. He had five sons. Reuven had five sons, Chanoch included. You know that that bas would be yours together with the brothers? We find this of Bnoi Slavchad. Bnoi Slavchad took Slavchad's father's name was Chefer. Chefer's chelik, Slavchad had a chelik in Chefer's chelik, of his father. The Bnoi Slavchad took that chelik. So this bas Chanoch is yours together with Chanoch's brothers. And you, Tzeduki, I'm asking that the sisters are not yours with those brothers. So you yourself are asking, this Bas HaBen is better than the aunt. The aunt is not yours with the brothers, and this Bas HaBen is. So Chlor, you're asking that the Bas is Makam the Ben. That was the Pirichel. We didn't saw one time. Baal HaBas B'noish, can Yofa Koicha B'Makam Achim. She is yours together with the brothers, with the uncles. Toya Bita, she Hari Koicha B'Makam Achim. It's not yours with the uncles. V'Notchum, and he won that. V'Oysa Yemosh Yomir Yontiv. And that's why Yontiv was. They disproved this whole idea that the Bas HaBen is Yairus together with the Bas HaMeis, with the aunt, and the father, the Bas HaBen goes first, because it's going through the Ben, and therefore she is Yairus first.